Good evening, everyone, and we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. We're here on this 29th day of December in the year of our Lord 2016, broadcasting live from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansman, our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. Our prayer is that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dansman.
God bless you, Tony. It is a blessing to be here this afternoon.
Yes.
Praise God. Always a blessing to be able to reach out and to speak to the hearts of God's people.
Amen.
And we count it all a great honor just to be here today. And before we get started, we're going to ask Minister Pierce to ask God's blessing upon our broadcast today.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, dear Lord. We thank you for this broadcast, and thank you for those that are listening, dear Lord. We ask that the Holy Spirit move today in the day of salvation. We thank you for allowing us to reach the end of the year, dear Lord. And we just pray that people's eyes and hearts and minds are open to the subject today.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus. Amen. Yes. Praise God. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
We thank God again for this opportunity, and we have someone. One of our panelists today, Milton Dudley, is kind of absent today. Minister Dudley, we will keep him in our prayers, brother, even
amen.
Now, because we know that God is a healer. Amen.
Yes, he is. Yes,
we're
he
talking
is.
About divine healing.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, we're going to try to wrap it up on this broadcast so we can move on. But we believe that divine healing, the faith movement, has been not a benefit, but it has kind of like retarded the progress. Handicapped the progress of people in the church and also, people in the world.
That's right.
It has been a major movement for, I guess, about the last 80, 90 years.
Probably the last century, yeah.
Sure, last century, right. And many people have been drawn to it because of their desperation to be healed in their bodies, and we can understand that when you're sick, you really want to be healed, and we're not against healing. Now, I want to say that again.
Not at all.
At the offset, beginning of this broadcast, because we believe God is a healer.
He is,
and none of us are reluctant to call upon the name of the Lord.
No.
If we are sick, we're going to definitely call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. What we are not really on board with is this carnival atmosphere of healing that has been projected for, I know for the last 50 years for sure. They started out maybe small, but it turned into a multi-million-dollar business. Amen?
Right. Amen.
And we're against that type of movement that seems to disregard the power and the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
And we're familiar with the Holy Spirit. We're familiar that he has no bosses, right?
Right.
And you cannot really tell him how to operate, upon whom to operate.
That's right.
But it seems like the faith healers of today and yesterday, they have cornered the market on the Holy Spirit. And they seem to dictate to the Holy Spirit when to come.
That's right.
Now, and we know John's Gospel 3, he tells us the Holy Spirit, it blows where it listens.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
that's
they compared
right.
it to wind.
Right. And thou hearest the sound thereof, and cannot tell when it's coming,
where
it's going.
Right. Where it's going.
But now, I think in this time, we have more or less disregarded the major role of the Holy Spirit in the church. And in this capacity, also the healing movement, and he is the one that does the work.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Today,
absolutely,
we must keep in mind that the Father sent the Son, and the Son departed after his mission was completed, and he left here to be the orchestrator of the work, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. So we cannot disregard him, but it seemed that the faith healers have completely disregarded, and they can heal at liberty when they see fit, except they don't follow the example of Christ.
Am I right about that? That's right.
Christ's spontaneous healing, not orchestrated, but just as he carried on his everyday life, he healed people, but it seemed like the faith healers are not able to do this.
When they're off duty, they're off duty.
Christ healed by the examples of the Bible, out of the compassion of his heart.
Yes.
You know, and the Bible stated in a lot of places that he felt compassion upon them and he healed them.
Right.
But that's not what the faith healer need to feel in order to administer his healing.
Seemingly so, right.
Yeah. From what I've seen.
From the example that they have projected and have shown us, they can more or less tell the Holy Spirit when to come and when to go.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
and upon whom?
Yes.
He's going to be here at 7 o'clock. The meet start at 7.
Right.
And, brothers, I understand we're working together with God, but I think we take the behind lead in this. That we don't lead from the front. We lead as he leads us.
Absolutely.
But, Brother Pierce, it seems like it's different in this movement. Have you seen this also?
Yeah, it would seem as if we know the will of God.
Okay.
What I mean by that, the will of God at that particular moment for that particular person.
Right.
And we saw in the last passage with the leper understood if it was Jesus' will, then he would do that.
That's right.
And I think that's the piece that we're missing. It's the will of God.
Okay, but the will of God.
But for the healer to say that he knows the will of God.
Yes.
Completely. Now we do it broadly, but concerning sovereignty, we don't know the will and mind of God.
Okay, true.
At that particular time.
Very
for
true.
That particular person.
Right.
So to say to meet me here at 7 o'clock and God wants you healed tonight, I just think that's
it's
not scripture.
O'clock. Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there seem to be a real lack of reverence for God. You know, a real lack. In other words, they take scripture and say that God have to do this because he said in his word that he would. Well,
right.
Well, the Bible says anything you ask in my name. So that kind of translate to me that if it be my will, if that's my will for you,
right.
Then that'll be done.
Right. Well, Isaiah 53, it says one thing. To forth my interpretation to concern, but according to them, it says something else. Let's look at Isaiah 53 quickly
Isaiah
again.
Amen.
Isaiah 53.
Okay. You got it, Brother Pierce?
No, I'm going to get it now.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Isaiah 53.
Mm-hmm.
53 and 6.
Yes.
It reads, all we like sheep have gone astray.
Yes.
We have turned everyone to his own way.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
Mm.
So it's from this scripture, like say, they say that healing is part of the package of the atonement of Christ. It says, this is the major scripture that is used, and they'll tell you in Matthew, Christ backed it up by repeating the same scripture, which he did. But does that really include
physical healing?
Physical healing. That's the question that we all have to kind of deal with. And but I haven't been able to see it, and I haven't been able to see it played out properly. You know, in the faith healing movement, those who say God has called them to exhibit and show this gift, but you know, it's just a question mark to me.
Well, I don't think it does, because, like I said here, even in this, iniquity is the key word.
Yes,
and
yes.
Iniquity is sin, and sin is a spiritual thing.
Okay,
when they asked Christ, can you heal? He said, yeah, I can also forgive sin.
Okay, right.
And forgiving sin was a spiritual thing, a unseen thing.
A spiritual healing.
That's right.
A spiritual healing. And that was a lot of you know, where we've gotten today, we've gotten the focus off of the spiritual healing that Christ came and died for.
Amen. And that's true. We have looked away from, and that's a major problem today. Following Christ's example, brother. That's what we have to keep our eyes on, and major in what we saw him do,
yes.
and not what we think that
yes.
he. mean when he did certain things, you know.
Yes, yes.
But I think one thing that we have to keep on sounding is that some of our sickness, brothers, some of our sickness is truly going to be for the glory of God.
Absolutely.
And I think we have to keep sounding that bell there, because I think it's about, our lives are about glorifying God.
Amen.
Not just in a certain condition, but in
all amen.
Condition. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, the Bible says in John 9, Pastor.
John 9. Well, look at John 9 again.
Yeah, John 9, starting at 1, and it reads, and as Jesus passed by,
yes,
he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
That's right.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master,
okay,
who did sin?
Who sinned?
Mm-hmm. This man or his parents?
Yes.
That he was born blind.
Okay.
And Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned,
okay,
nor his parents.
Right, right.
But that the works of God should be manifest in him.
Okay.
So hey, our sickness, our illness may simply be for the glory of God.
Well, many of them, I believe, are for the glory of God.
Yes.
You know, if I could put myself, and I'm crossing my fingers and my toes too, in Christ's shoes. Amen. And I'm the general, and my people are my soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would want dedicated soldiers.
Absolutely.
That's going to be with me and stand with me in whether they're feeling well or whether they're feeling bad. And the great general Napoleon, he was successful in his fight simply because he had such dedicated soldiers. You know, willing to fight when they was hungry, willing to fight when they was tired, willing to fight when they were sick, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think that God's soldiers have to exemplify
the same way,
that same behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at it from this standpoint. If all God's children are healthy, because God heals all of his children, then how many people are going to fake being on the Lord's side so they can get in on this goodie
healing?
That would draw a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not in sincerity, not out of love to Christ, but the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So quite naturally, God is going to make sure that they can see both sides, the good benefits and what we call the bad benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely,
yet still faithful to the Lord, to the mission, to the work God has assigned us, you know.
Absolutely.
And that John 9, it, like I say, some problems we face, we are to endure for the glory of God.
Absolutely.
That the world might see, though I'm going through, I'm suffering right now. And they say things like, I don't see how you take it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you endure.
Yeah.
And you can tell them, well, my Lord suffered more
Than I could ever dream.
And we can't have just all sugar in our life. There must be bitter.
It's got to be
bitterness.
If we're following his example and he suffered.
Okay.
If we're following his example and part of his example on earth was suffering.
Yes.
It can't all be cookies and cream.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, even when he called his last apostle, the apostle Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He told Ananias, go and get him. Tell him.
Right.
I must tell him the things he must suffer for my sake.
Okay.
Very good. That's good.
And he suffered physical affliction.
Yes, he did.
Of some type.
Right.
As well as persecution, as well as the whipping. Just a lot of. Yeah. He suffered in all manner.
Yes,
but,
he did.
But how faithful was he?
Oh, to the bitter end.
Do you recall what chapter that he called for the faith healers?
Never did, Pastor.
I don't see any chapter.
I ain't ran across it yet.
No. He endured. Only scripture, you know, that we can see where he questioned the Lord about his condition was when the thorn in the flesh, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which he besought the Lord three times. The Lord said, well, my grace is sufficient for you.
Well, once he got his answer.
Hang on in there. Once he got this answer, it was full steam ahead. Huh? If this will glorify you, Lord, bring it on.
Let's roll with it. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
But look, even Stephen, you know, Stephen suffered, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Look at this great deacon, evangelist,
yes,
and the Lord. Acts 7. Let's find Acts 7 right quick and look at 59 and 60 there.
Acts 7, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it read. And okay. they stoned Stephen.
Yes.
Calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. receive my spirit.
Yes.
And
yes.
he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice,
mm-hmm.
Lord, lay not their sin to their charge, this sin to their charge.
Yes.
And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
So now he is a man suffering, and he's concerned about other people.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely.
He's not seeking the Lord to get him out of this situation.
That's right. That's right.
But Lord, they don't know what they're
That's
doing.
Right.
You know,
forgive these people. Lord.
You know, so can we see? Can we see that there are some suffering? God didn't get him out of it.
Not at all.
God didn't spare him.
Not at all.
Huh? He faced an early demise from this world. But he glorified God
to the
even
end.
To the very, to the very end. So some suffering we believe that got to be for the glory of God. So we need to inquire again. We need to inquire again when we go through. Lord, will you show me?
Yeah.
You show me?
Absolutely.
Why are the cause of it? If it be sin in my life, if it be something I have
reveal it, Lord, please reveal
mm-hmm. it to me. Mm-hmm. Search me, O God, mm-hmm. and know my heart.
Absolutely.
Amen?
Absolutely.
And not run to the faith healer's tent.
No.
Directly.
No, not at all, Pastor.
Or not even to the medicine that were from the beginning.
Right, right.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, right.
Yeah. Right, right. Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
That's absolutely correct, you know, and the Bible tells us, you know, if any be sick among us.
Right.
You know, to bring them before the elders, and let's pray for them first.
Right.
You know, let's seek the Lord. In other words, seek the Lord in all things.
First of all.
In all things.
First
you know,
of all.
And you start there.
Right.
And we whittle it down because we want to be healthy.
If the reasons are many, and there could be many.
Many.
Yeah.
Many.
We need to seek God because you can't take a pill for many.
That's
a good right. If it's many and we agree that it could be many things,
then
that's why I should start with the Lord because He can reveal what's the problem.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Even the doctors will try to isolate the problem. They try to whittle it down to. You know, well, this is what we think it is. So we're going to give you a specific pill to deal with that specific ailment. You know,
but
I think first of all, we need to seek the Lord. Isaiah 24. It also tells us a little bit about suffering for the glory of God, whatever it may be. You know, Brother Pierce,
It says, "They shall lift up their voice.
Mm-hmm.
They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord.
Yes,
they shall cry aloud from the sea.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Wherefore glorify ye." The Lord in the fire.
In the fire.
Even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isle of the sea.
Amen. In the fire.
So in whatever condition you
keep singing.
Right. Keep on praising God.
Yeah.
And amaze the people that see you with a smile on your face and they know you're going through. They know you're in pain, but yet and still. Now and we don't want to do this with a martyr's complex, y'all. I mean, now we ain't Glenn for
sure. Right. No, yeah, we're not asking. No, right,
we
right. We're not.
The,
right.
Yeah, no. We ain't running to the whooping.
We're not thinking that because I'm poor and suffering, I'm closer to God.
Right, right.
Well, preservation of life, I think, is something the Lord put in each and every one of us. Just from the beginning to desire to live and to live healthy. We all of us, unless, you know, we have some, we may have some disorder, somewhere, but that's glutton for punishment and you know those types of things. But
right.
All in all, we all want to be well.
Okay,
you know, but to what extreme do that go? To where? Because just think of how much faith I would have to put in man.
Yes,
in order to believe that this faith healer can take care of my problem.
Oh boy, a whole lot of faith in him.
More than I have in God, and that's proven by the fact that I'm going.
That
to
you
the faith
right.
Healer.
That's I was just about to say that. I was just about to say that because if they were seeking God, then they wouldn't run so fast to the faith healer.
Right.
If they were seeking God, they wouldn't come to the faith healer.
Right.
The faith healer is just known to heal.
Right. Right.
I'm hurting.
Amen.
That's where I'm going.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even, that's good. Even, Kevin, when I'm having some problem physically, I try to pray about it before I jump and go get medicine. Even a headache. You know, because I know headaches can come because you're too busy.
Stress, dehydration. Yeah, you don't like water, so that's very possible.
Okay. Change of season, pollen in the air. Yeah, right.
Before you start jumping on the medicine bandwagon or the faith healer bandwagon, there could be so many different reasons, and we need to make some corrections on a lot of problems that we caused ourselves, you know?
That's right.
So now, some things are directed by God toward us for his glory, but then there's some demonic things that the devil instigates, and God permits to happen.
Yeah.
Are we right about that?
Absolutely.
That's right.
And Job is our prime example.
Oh, boy,
he's always our prime example.
Oh, Job.
Praise
oh,
God. Job 1 now. What Job 1 and I think, what verse is that?
12.
Job 1 and 12. What it says, your brothers?
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold.
Okay.
All that he hath is in thy power.
Mm.
Only upon himself put not forth thine hand.
Yes.
So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The Lord said unto Satan,
yes.
Behold, all that he has is in thy power.
I give you permission.
Yes. Ain't that something?
I give you.
That's comforting, bro.
That's what the Lord said to Satan.
Satan cannot do anything to you that God don't allow.
Now, brother, we know Job had his weakness too, right?
Right.
But if God permit the devil to come against me, God's going to give me the grace.
Amen.
Even in the midst of my weakness.
Amen. Right, right.
Amen.
The final analysis is God going to bring me through that situation.
That's right.
When he permits Satan. When Satan targets you because you've been such an outstanding
candidate.
Witness for the Lord. You know? But if God allow him, I believe God will give us the grace to endure. While at the same time, see God, that two-edged sword, that thing cutting two ways here.
Yeah.
God was dealing with the inadequacies in Job, and he had a few problems, y'all. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. We know. But at the same time, he was building him up on the other end.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can trust God.
You know, well, what about the woman, though, Pastor? You talking about Job. What about the woman in Luke 13?
Okay. That's good.
In Luke 13 and 16, read it, and not this woman.
Okay.
Being a daughter of Abraham.
Yes,
she's a daughter now. That's the key word.
Right.
Whom Satan has bound.
He bound.
Satan did.
18 years for a while, in his grip for a while, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day.
Amen. Amen. Satan had done this.
Yeah.
And actually, God permitted it.
Yeah.
Right. He had to. Yeah.
Because we know from Job 1 that the devil can't do
anything.
Especially to a child of God.
Right.
You know, I don't think nobody really, you know.
Yeah,
but especially a child of God, that God himself don't put his stamp of approval on it,
right,
you know.
Right.
And, God allowed it, and we know why he allowed it in this instant, don't we? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because on Christ's mission, on his journey, as he solidified his authority from the Father, he had an appointment with
that
this
woman.
Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In order to show his power in her. So there are times when God will permit Satan to come, you know.
Yeah, he will.
So we need that, like I said, there are so many different reasons, and we need to ask why. You know, before we go jumping off into the faith healers even medicine, like I say, because I think we can abuse that all. I think we have abused that
whole
lot.
Absolutely.
Amen. What about Luke 13? Did we look at Luke 13?
Yeah, we
just did Luke 13.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But now, look at James 4. I want to share something with y'all there, too.
Okay.
James 4.
And
there.
7, starting at 7.
Yeah.
To 10.
And still, we're still saying that we need to look back to God and when we go through, and not just jump off into some miracle quick healing type of thing.
Yes,
you know?
Well, we're not at all saying that the Lord don't heal.
We got to keep saying that.
And no matter how much we say it, somebody's still going to take it.
Well, I mean, what it is, but that's not what we're saying. And we know it's only the Lord that heals.
Only the Lord can heal.
Yeah. So we're definitely not saying that. But in James 4, starting at 7, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God.
Yes.
And resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yes.
Draw nigh to God,
mm-hmm.
and he will draw nigh to you.
Okay.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye devil-minded.
Yes, yes.
Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness.
That's right.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord,
okay,
and he shall lift you up.
Amen. So first of all, like I said, we need to, first of all, submit to God. Come
first
back to God.
All,
when we go through our sickness, the first thing to do is to come under God's authority.
Amen.
Get under the umbrella so we can seek a cause. We need to find out why I am going through this. Because like we said, the reasons can be varied, brother.
Yeah.
It can be so many reasons. So let's submit now, because we know God is sovereign, right? Right?
Amen.
It cannot take place. His eyes run to
and fro. And
a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his knowledge.
That's
the hair, or lack of hair on our head.
All those are scriptures for his sovereignty.
For his sovereignty, right? So what we're saying, that if it came upon you, then first of all, let's humble ourselves. Submit. Come under God's authority and seek from God a reason for what I'm going through at this point.
Amen.
Don't that make sense, brother?
Amen. Right. The four scriptures we just read right there, Pastor, may be the most common remedy to what ails you than any faith healer.
Amen.
You can go see. So.
Amen. 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 Submitting to God first.
Amen.
And as we submit to God, and I believe if we honest in our coming to God as to why we're going through, I believe God will reveal it to us. I really believe that God will do that, you know. And then at that point, we can repent about it.
That's it.
Whatever it is, we can repent, you know. And then after we repent, then God has promised that he will cleanse us.
Right.
Is that
that's
right?
Right.
Amen.
He will cleanse us from our sin. But like humble ourselves, that's submitting. That's back to the same thing.
Right.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he will, you know, in his time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have to show enough respect for God to seek his face
first.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's basically what God keeps telling me. Seek my face. Show me some respect.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
don't
right.
Don't show the faith healers more respect than you show me.
Well, Pastor, in that verse 8 right there, now then this kind of tell us how God and what he thinks about. He said, cleanse your hand. What he think about sin?
Okay.
We wallowing in this sin and living these immoral lifestyles and expecting the blessings of God.
Oh, boy. Yes.
How does that go hand in hand?
Yes. Well, like I say, brother, we've said over and over again that the faith healers, they say that God has given them the gift of healing, and they can give this healing out regardless of how you live.
Yeah.
It don't make a difference how
you
live. The conditions, your relationship with God does not matter.
That's right.
Now, this is basically what they say, because when you don't counsel people, then what else are
how
they?
Do you know?
Right.
How do you know
right.
they
even right.
saved? That they even believe in this God they run into?
Amen. 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 So true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but we believe that we submit to God during that time. Come, go to God, seek out the cause, and if you're sincere, I believe God will show you what it is. You know, that causing your problem that you have right now, which would open the door for our hearts, humbling ourselves, repent before God, and receiving the cleansing that God has in store for us. Amen?
Absolutely.
And but it takes a measure of faith. It's by faith that we have to believe that God will answer and show us.
Amen.
You know, I mean, not just mumbling words, but I believe if I sincerely, I know he hears me. I know he know where I am and what I'm going through. So I'm going to believe in my heart that if I approach God, God's going to speak to my heart.
Absolutely.
Amen?
Amen.
Absolutely. Let's look at 1 Peter 5 there. Can we look at that quickly there? 1 Peter 5.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith.
Okay.
Knowing that the same afflictions are accompanied in your brethren that are in the world.
Amen. Mm.
You're not the only one.
Amen. Yeah. And I know primarily we're talking about persecutions right there.
Right.
But I believe that the devil is, his intention, even when sickness is brought to us, is to persecute us.
Yeah. Well,
Amen.
That's a type of persecution.
Yeah. It is a type of persecution. But we are to by faith resist now. Not just resist by, you know, old devil, leave me alone, please? Yeah. I'm just so broken. I'm so sad. No,
yeah, why me? Poor me. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But with faith.
Yes, sir.
Resist that devil, that demonic sickness or whatever he has brought upon God has allowed. After you have gone through the steps of seeking a cause. And repent of your sin after God show you what it is, then I think you have to stand up and resist that thing. You know, I believe you have to follow the scripture in order to receive your complete healing.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up against it now. You followed the steps, right?
Right.
Now resist that thing in faith, mm-hmm. believing that God will remove that thing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I believe you, but you got this. It's got to be faith.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm. amen.
Yeah, but it's steadfast in the faith. You got to read that 10. Bring it
okay.
on home.
Okay,
10 says, mm-hmm. but the God of all grace.
Yes, yes, mm. yes.
Who have called us unto his eternal glory by yes. Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes.
After that you have suffered a while.
Oh boy.
That is.
After that you have suffered a while, make you perfect. Establish, strengthen, settle you.
Define a while. How long is okay. that?
Okay.
How long
that's
is
that? That's a good
so
question.
Now, a while, that means your healing don't have to be instant to it.
That's right.
No. No.
That's right.
No.
But you believe by faith.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
when right. God finish, or when the song said, when God get through with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Okay.
I believe God will release me. Huh?
Yeah.
But that a while could be up to yeah. God's
discretion. Right, right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Amen, you know, amen.
It's called to his eternal glory.
But by faith.
By Christ Jesus.
But by faith, I believe if I meet the condition, the criteria for my healing, if I meet those conditions, then I can begin to accept my healing.
Absolutely.
Walk in my healing.
Absolutely.
Even though the manifestation
has not manifested. Right,
yet.
Right.
It hadn't showed up yet.
But by virtue of the fact that I have done what the Word of God says,
mm-hmm.
and the Word of God, my brother, it does not change. It will accomplish.
What it said out to
do. Is that what the Bible says?
That's exactly Amen. What it says. Well, you hadn't seen heaven yet, Pastor. But by faith.
By faith.
Yes,
okay. Lord. Yes, okay, Lord. So we definitely believe
that's
that.
What we long
that's,
for.
That's our home. That's our home.
Absolutely.
But we don't want God to really remove anything, whether it be a sickness or whether it be persecution, until the gauntlet is completely run.
That's
Amen.
Right. Right.
Until
right.
God has gotten all the glory out of our lives that He can get. He can squeeze out all the glory
the good
out of our good for nothing self, you know. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. But I believe that if we follow the scripture, then we can be successful. You know, I think one of you know along with 1 Chronicles 7:14, James is another great scripture.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
we can't never you know you touched on it a while ago, Tony. But we can't ever get around dealing with healing without looking at James, right?
Oh yes, yes.
James
5:5 and starting at 14.
Somebody read that. One of you guys.
Okay.
Tony, you
okay.
Read?
Yeah. It said, "Is any sick among you?
Yes.
Then let him call for the elders of the church.
Okay.
And let them pray over him.
Okay.
Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Okay.
And the prayer of faith shall save the sick,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord shall raise him up.
Okay.
And if he have committed sins,
yes.
mm. they shall be forgiven him.
Mm.
Confess your faults
mm-hmm.
one to another,
yes.
and pray one for another,
mm-hmm.
that ye may be healed.
Yes.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
Amen.
And this method of healing was, I imagine, many times, you know, used in the church.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what I looked at was a duplication of this method. You know, there is no scripture to show you a duplication of this method.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that I haven't seen where Peter use that method of healing, you know,
right.
and not even Paul
mm-hmm.
used that method mm-hmm. of healing. I'm not saying that. I know if the Bible says it do it, it'll work,
right.
you know.
Right.
But the question we have to always ask ourselves, was it to work right then or was it to be an ongoing method in the church?
Good question.
But Paul and Peter didn't use that method, mm-hmm. not that we could see, mm-hmm. you know, in the scripture. If you look at Acts 3:7 there, it tells us that Peter, he used 7 in Acts 5:2. Read 3:7 there, please.
Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none."
Okay.
"But such as I have, give I thee."
Mm-hmm.
"In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yes.
rise up mm-hmm. and walk."
Yes, yes.
"And he took him by the right hand
mm.
and lifted him up."
Amen.
"And immediately..."
Right.
"His feet and ankle bones receive strength."
Now, and I realize now we dealing in James, we're dealing with a church scene, right?
Right, right, right.
I understand.
But we're on the street here.
We're on the street here. Spontaneous
right.
combustion.
Right, right, right.
And but he with his word.
Mm. Yeah.
With his word. And, yeah. and that was a common way of healing for Christ.
Right, right.
For Christ, huh? Right, right.
Speaking healing. Now, he used other methods. We know that. But with the word, that was a common method. Not the method that we see in the book of James, you mm-hmm. know. And but we know it's got to be authentic because James was anointed man of God.
That's
you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm. That's
but,
right.
But it wasn't the method that Christ himself used.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask the question because the Bible says that when that which is perfect had come, that which is in part will be done away.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
Tongues and all this, the Bible plainly states that there was a cutoff period
mm-hmm.
for many of those gifts.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when that which is perfect had come, because now there is a splitting of hairs about what is the that which is perfect. Was it Christ? Was it the word of God, the complete canon, the fulfilling of God's canon, his word put in the hands of all the people? There's a little dispute about that. But it's a fact that all the gifts that are listed there says that there will be an end to those gifts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The gift of healing, the gift right. of tongues,
mm-hmm.
and all those gifts. That they would come to the end. And I believe that there are many things that were done in the early church. They only were done for a duration of time.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree, Pastor, that, okay, during this time, the apostolic age, and during the book of Acts, that mm-hmm. God was still establishing
the church?
Absolutely.
The authority of the scripture.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And keep in mind, Christ's bodily presence was going to end.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the scripture, the authority of right. the word of God, was what was supposed to guide the church.
That's right.
Until okay. Christ come back again.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
not right. people. Not charismatic individual.
The word.
The word.
Okay.
When you take your eyes off the word and focus on people as your heroes, as your helpers,
wow.
I think you've entered into a wow. twilight zone.
Wow, absolutely, absolutely.
I really believe that.
Yes.
I really believe
yes.
that. That's a no-no land. That's a place where we shouldn't
right.
be at.
Right.
The Holy Spirit, as I say, that he is the person that we look to.
Absolutely.
Amen?
Absolutely.
In the time, in the absence of Christ in
right.
the body,
right.
it's Christ by his spirit
right.
that we're looking to.
Absolutely.
And I'm afraid we failed in that area, babe, brother. I believe that we look to people.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
in our churches. We
right.
put so much credibility upon pastors.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Yeah. Huh? We do.
We done built them up. You
yeah,
know,
we
like
do.
Say, he got the big chair up there in the pulpit.
Superstar.
You know, I mean,
superstar.
The brethren that sit on the rostrum with the pastor, they drinking water out of jelly jars. He's got a gold ring. You know, I mean, little bitty gesture, little things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Tells us that we're put.
That shows the hierarchy.
Yes.
Right.
Which shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Which shouldn't
That's
be because
right.
we're
That's
all
right.
brethren.
Right.
We're
mm-hmm.
all brethren, regardless
mm-hmm.
of what God called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that God has given us more work to do than maybe another person. But as far as the pecking order.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're the same. Is
well,
that right?
like Minister Pierce say all the time,
mm-hmm.
if we're following Christ,
yes, yes.
If you look at his whole earthly ministry, it was a ministry of servitude.
Yes,
he was a servant.
Right, and we are following Christ, aren't we?
We are.
We must not take our eyes off Christ and the words that he gave us and the actions that he demonstrated before us. We must not get hoodwinked
yes,
with these
yes.
razzle dazzles that, you know, the devil
absolutely.
Has. And many have, you know.
Absolutely.
But Peter healed with his word, and Peter also healed with his shadow, brother. Y'all.
Yeah, he did that too.
Acts 5:15. Look at Acts 5:15. What did that say, Brother Pierce?
In so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets.
Yes.
And laid them on beds and couches.
Uh-huh.
And at the least, the shadow of Peter
Good
passing by might
yes.
overshadow some of them.
Wow.
Power.
Is that power?
That's power.
Holy Ghost power.
Yes. Right.
That's Holy Ghost. Yes. That's the anointing of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the deep brothers are so strong in the Lord, they can save some of that money on that tent. am I right about that, brothers? They can save a little money and on the tents and things. And brother, I mean, they claim to be so highly anointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they do.
Brother, just
they
let
do.
Your shadow protrude
right.
upon the group, you know, and just go where the people are, you know. But we don't see that today. But that was one method that Peter used, you know. But like I say, they never used the anointing with oil. We very seldom use it here at our church because I believe that we can pray. I believe in praying the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's where my level of faith is, mm-hmm. you know, not so much on the oil.
Right.
I tried to do the oil thing for a long time, but I just couldn't hardly get into the oil. You know, I mean, I used to carry it in my bag all the time.
Because the focus would be on the oil.
On the oil.
On the magic of the oil. And
the magic of the oil.
And whether it's name brand oil or whether it's,
what oil is it?
What, you know, I mean, but our focus must be on the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Amen.
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 The unseen Holy Spirit, the power of God. So
that's
I can never get into it, but these brethren, they just let the shadow of Peter here. Look at Acts 19:12 quickly, and what it says there.
So that from his body were brought unto the sick
handkerchiefs.
Wow. Or aprons.
Oh, boy.
And the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
You mean the anointed?
Was it the apron, brother? No, it wasn't the apron.
It wasn't an apron.
But I can call somebody right now and get a holy apron.
A holy handkerchief. Yeah.
I can call some vial
of prayer water.
Yeah, wonder water.
Yeah,
holy handkerchief.
Yeah, you can get all that.
Yes.
You can get all that.
But it's not the holy handkerchief or the vial of wonder water.
Right.
It's the power.
Right.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Wouldn't you rather God? Wouldn't you rather God see you standing on the Word of God and hear God say what He said in numerous occasions? I have not seen so great faith.
Oh, amen.
But when you call me, right, when you call my 1-800 number after I done said I'm going to mail you this holy handkerchief,
yes,
that puts the average person's focus on what? The handkerchief and not God.
Got to have his handkerchief.
Right, waiting on the mailman to come. Sitting on the front door, on the front steps, waiting on the mailman to come.
Right.
Days and days at a time.
It takes the mail about 3 days to get to you from anywhere in the
country. Right.
What if you take a turn for the worst before the handkerchief get there?
Praise God. God, according to your faith.
Be it known unto you. Amen.
And the Lord was so impressed when he found people that would believe the word of God without the aid of means or
rituals, of a prop.
That's right. And brother, I think we have to teach that ourselves. Trust God.
Period.
Put your faith in God.
Period. God, plus nothing, and not things.
Amen. In Acts 28, also one of the means that the apostles used in the building of the church and the setting the pattern for the church. There in the book of Acts 28,
was delayed on laying on. Yeah. And it came to pass.
Yes.
That the father of Publius lay sick of a fever.
Yes.
Of a bloody flux.
Mm-hmm.
To whom Paul entered in.
Yes.
And prayed.
Yes.
And laid hands on. Him
okay, yeah,
and healed him.
But these are heathens here. Now they if you just they'd have been just like old Naaman, man. You know, if the Lord had said, well, you know, just do this or do that without sure getting them any attention,
right.
But laying on hands is what these people, you know, really would more or less gravitate toward, mm-hmm. rather than the Lord say you're healed in the name of the Father, whatever the case might be.
Something having to be done.
Some kind of ritual. They full of ritual.
Some tangible.
Right.
Unsaved people, look at the people in some of the remote parts of Africa right now. The rituals they have going through just for healing or whatever the case might be.
Prime example of that is the centurion and his son.
Oh, boy.
He understood. He told Christ that he understood.
Okay. Yes.
He understood.
A man on authority.
Right. He understood it. So Christ did what? Spoke his word. That's what we're talking about today.
Yes,
no hands, no holy handkerchief, no wonder water.
Yes.
His word healed the boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what heals today.
And he saw in Christ a greater faith and a greater authority than that which he had. He was a man on the authority. Yeah.
Right, right.
But he saw in Christ, and he said, now, I can say to my soldiers, go here, and they got to go do this, and they got to do it.
That's right.
Now, I see that you got authority over everything.
Yeah. Right.
Not just men, not just soldiers.
Over everything.
But you have authority over the elements.
Yeah.
Amen.
They done heard about the miracles of controlling even the atmosphere.
Right, right.
The storms, peace be still. And you know, he believed that. Hey, you ain't got to come to my house.
He understood. What we don't understand today, the power of God's word.
Yes.
He understood that by faith.
Don't you guys think that as students of God, we may start out on an elementary level,
right?
But don't you think God wants us to grow up?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Full-grown children of God.
That's why the Bible
believe in
about.
God's word nothing.
Amen.
No one.
Amen.
You made a statement, Pastor, about you know people in the bush over there. But I'm so afraid that this ritualistic mentality has infiltrated our churches.
Yes, yes, it has
infiltrated our churches.
Yes.
The different occasions and days that we have to have, they are sacred to a lot of people.
Sure it is.
And the word has been pushed so far to the back burner. That's why that power, the power of take them to the elders and let them pray. That power is not evident in our church.
That couldn't have been God's best, method, because it focused on the instrument rather than on God himself. It's good for those who are on got training wheels on their bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but now you got to graduate to a Harley one day.
You got to take them off.
You got to get a Harley.
Yeah, you got to take them off for something.
Hey, spiritually, God expect us to take the training wheels off, get out of the kiddie pool, and let's get down in some 12-foot water.
Amen.
And grow in the Lord.
And he's taking all our excuses. He said, if anybody seek knowledge, ask of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Ask it of him. He's the teacher. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. There is no excuse on why we shouldn't be growing other than the fact that we just hard-headed and disobedient and stiff-necked.
And going back to the way we started on this broadcast, brother, and I think this is a message we have to leave with the people, that you cannot tell the Holy Spirit when, where, how
to move.
Let's look at 2 Timothy quickly. Yeah, we can look at that quickly.
Okay.
While we close out.
2 Timothy 4:20. Erastus abode at Corinth.
Right, right.
But Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick.
Right. Left them there sick.
He did not perform the healing ritual.
The same one that could lay hands. The same one.
Yes.
Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Same.
The same one that could lay hands.
Yeah. Yes.
He left his man.
Yes. Yeah. But now, he must not be as powerful as the faith healers are today. Because these brothers can tell the Holy Spirit
where to meet them.
What time? What to wear. I mean, the whole nine yards.
Right. What building they going to be in?
And who he going to heal tonight?
Amen. Yeah. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. I just don't believe that all this power is in the world today. In this wicked world we live in.
Absolutely.
Let's look at Philippians 2 before we get ready to close out there. Let's look at that.
Philippians 2. Okay, 25, starting at 25.
Mm-hmm.
Say, yet I supposed it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants.
For
he longed after you all
and
was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick.
Right. Amen.
For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death.
Mm-hmm.
But God, had mercy on him.
God had mercy on
and
him.
And not on him only, but on me also.
Amen.
Lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow.
Amen. So now, like I say, there were many that Paul wasn't led, Peter wasn't led, to perform the healing ritual upon them.
Absolutely.
They realized that this thing is for the glory of God.
Amen.
And therefore, amen, they succumbed to God's power and God's authority and God's work. Amen. And I think that's the message we have to leave with the people. We hadn't exalted everything about this subject. We know that. But we try to touch on things that we believe are our stumbling block to many people in the church today.
Amen.
And we just pray to God that it's been a blessing to the people. Tony,
prayerfully, Pastor, I just pray that something that we may have said in the last several broadcasts has piqued the interest or piqued the hearts and the ears of the listener.
Mm-hmm.
To a point where they'll look for themselves.
Amen.
They'll look for themselves. We've said nothing that's a secret or hard to discover. Just open the word of God.
Amen.
And let it minister to your heart.
Amen. Brother Pierce, close.
Encourage those that are ill today to seek God first.
Yes, yes.
Because as we exposed it from the scripture, that there's all types of variables, all types of factors that a person may be sick from.
Amen.
But the source to go to is the one who created you.
That's right.
Which is our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's who we look to. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Brother Pierce, ask God to bless and close out, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us in the broadcast, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we hope that you move over all those that are ill today. We hope that your word comes upon them and heal them, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But most of all, we pray that they're saved.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We pray that your salvation will come over their bodies and seal them eternally.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.